Good afternoon. You're listening to Verulam Sport. And I tell you what, many of you may remember the Hollywood smash hit movie, literally, Whip It, Drew Barrymore directed number, featuring in on a really frenetic, fast-paced, exciting sport, roller derby. And we are lucky now to be joined on the line by the captain of the Hertfordshire roller derby team, play in and around our area. It's the lovely Gemma Bolton. Gemma, welcome to Verulam Sports. How are you doing?
Hi. Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. Gemma, goodness me, captain of a local roller derby team. Sounds amazing. First of all, welcome to Verulam Sports. How are you doing? You doing well?
Yes, good. Thank you for having me.
No, honestly, I love shining a light on the kind of unusual sports, maybe that don't often get the limelight. But for the uninitiated, what exactly is roller derby?
So, roller derby is a full contact sport played on roller skates. We play on a flat oval track, and there's two teams, and a point scorer on each team. So there's no ball, there's no stick. It is a person that scores the points, and they score points by passing players on the other team. So it gets quite hectic on track because the point scorers are trying to get through, and then the other skaters on track are blockers, and they're trying to stop the point scorers from getting past. So it's very physical.
In my head, I've got this kind of fusion almost of sort of ice hockey and that Indian sport kabaddi going on. It sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really good fun.
And again, I recall kind of vaguely the movie Whip It, and I know it had a lot of kind of cult success. Did you find that sort of that has attracted, kind of raised the profile a little bit of roller derby?
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely watching that movie that inspired me to look for my local team. So yeah, it's definitely done a lot for the profile of roller derby across the world, and it's one of the fastest growing sports. Very exciting.
Awesome. And again, obviously you mentioned that it was sort of inspired by that kind of got you the bug. How long have you been involved with the sport?
It's 6 years in August.
Oh, nice. Bit of a veteran. And obviously, captain. What does that entail? I mean, again, it seems to me that there's lots of kind of collision, lots of high impact. Again, to use that word, hectic. But I guess there are tactics and nuances within this as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very highly tactical sport. And it's still, because it's quite a young sport, it's still evolving. So every year, you know, there's some new kind of formation that some of the higher level teams start demonstrating, so then we kind of rally to do something similar if it's working, and obviously sometimes things don't work. So it's definitely it's very tactical. I think it's quite intense to watch if you've not seen it before, because there's a lot going on track at the same time, because you've got offense and defense happening at the same time. You've also got two point scorers on the track, so you know they're kind of doing slightly different things. It's kind of, they say it's like playing chess while having bricks thrown at you.
Goodness me, that's blown my fragile little mind. That's amazing. And how many players feature in a team? And I guess, can you explain almost the form? And is it structured into halves or kind of like little jams within that?
Yes. So you might field 15 players to play a game on each team. But on track at any one time, there's only five skaters. So it's a bit like ice hockey, I guess, in that respect, that you sub people in and out. And you play it in periods of 2 minutes maximum, which are called jams. And because it's quite intense, they're quite intense two-minute periods. But they might be a little bit shorter, depending on the lead point scorer calling it off. So if you are the point scorer that gets kind of out of the pack first, you're in control of that jam, and you can call it off whenever you want. So, you know, whatever suits the tactics that you might be playing at that time. So you might want to score as many points as you can, or you might want to score some points and then end the jam before the other point scorer or jammer can score any points. So, yes, it's a series of two-minute jams, and it's played in two 30-minute halves as well.
So much going on. I mean, goodness me. I find time itself fascinating. Sometimes 2 minutes, you know, I did a marathon last weekend just trying to raise a bit of money for prostate cancer. And I've got to tell you, you walked sort of 10 minutes. It felt like 10 hours.
Yeah.
So just talk to me about some of the sensations of playing your wonderful sport.
Oh, gosh. It's intense, but it's really, I think because the adrenaline that gets up when you're on track, you don't necessarily notice quite how tired you are until you get off the track. And if you are the point scorer physically, your job can be a lot harder because you're kind of, it's you versus three or four other skaters and you're trying to push past them. As a blocker on the track, it's much more of a, you've got a lot more things to be aware of. So it's much more, it's still very physical, but there's a lot more kind of, it's not as single-minded. There's a lot more to think about. So they're two very different kind of positions on the track.
And do you sort of designate a scorer, or does that evolve throughout the game?
The person who's going to be the point scorer.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. We have designated point scorers. and they have a star on their helmet. So, and they will start in a slightly different place on track.
Gotcha.
So there'll be like a start line. The point scorers will start behind it and all of the blockers will start in front of it.
And is every scorer kind of unique? Do they tend to be the quickest skater, the most elusive skater, or just those who, I guess, have no fear? Or again, is it depending on the team, the scenario, the context?
Yeah, no fear definitely helps. But I think it really depends on the skater. And the fab thing about roller derby, in fact, is that you can be kind of anybody body shape and have an advantage. So you get some very small, nippy jammers, point scorers, and you get some quite tall, physical point scorers that will, you know, kind of push through the wall, and then you'll have the ones that will dance around and hop around the edges and that kind of thing. So it really, it really depends. You get all sorts of different styles of jamming. You get very hoppy point scorers. So, but that's one of the great things about roller derby is the... it suits lots of different people.
Something for everybody there, which
absolutely.
Is absolutely fabulous. Mm. A fast-growing sport, again, which has inspired a movie, no less. I tell you what, it must be a wonderful time to be involved with this great sport.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think once we get to the Olympics, we'll have made it.
I tell you what, I can imagine it already. Do you guys compete in a league structure?
Do we have a tournament in the UK called the British Championships tournament, and there's a number of tiers within that, and then the tiers are split into regional groups, and so this year we competed in the tier 2 South division. We're not sure where we'll be next year. because it's still quite a young sport, the tiers kind of evolve a little bit each year. So
excellent. As it grows, as it evolves, it all comes together. It sounds absolutely awesome. Now, I know that a lot of people listening to this might be new to roller derby, maybe you've enticed them. I'll tell you what, I'm fascinated to learn more. You guys are running a series of introductory courses for absolute beginners right through to you at the kind of elite expert level. Tell us a little bit more about that and where we can learn more and get involved.
Yeah, so we have, it's on the 29th of September for 6 weeks. Every Sunday, 1 until 2:30 p.m. at Hemel Hempstead, Everyone Active, we have a beginner course. So we will teach you the basics of skating. We have a lot of people that come along that haven't had skates on since they were a kid, and we'll teach the basics of roller derby over that six-week course. And that's kind of the introduction to joining the league. So, you know, obviously, if you've enjoyed your 6 weeks, then, you know, you'll be invited to join the league.
Really seriously, I'd recommend people check this out, get involved. Is it purely ladies, or is this something open, men, women, and everybody in between?
Absolutely. One of the fab things about the sport is that it's very inclusive. So however you identify, we have, if you are identified male, then you can referee. So we'll teach you to skate and you can referee. Or there's, you know, you don't even have to skate. You can come and join us off skates as well if you want to and be, you know, join us in a non skating official capacity. So there's definitely plenty for all.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Love that. So the courses kick off to maybe try something new, maybe fall in love with this epic, exciting, ever-growing sport. It's at Hemel Hempstead, 29th of September. Still time to get involved. Is there a website, social media ways that we can engage with you?
Yeah, so if you look for our Facebook page, Hells Bells Roller Girls or Hertfordshire Roller Derby, that should come up. Or our website is www.heartsrd.co.uk.
Hey, perfect. Gemma, remind us of those just one more time, please.
So the Facebook page is Hells Bells Roller Girls, and the website is heartsrd.co.uk.
Absolutely awesome. Well, I tell you what, honestly, I'm enthused. I think this sounds absolutely amazing.
Come skate.
Goodness me, I'll be... my knees, I don't think, could handle it. But I tell you what, I'll be there in spirit. Mm-hmm. And always welcome to have you guys back on any time to promote and educate us about your wonderful game. Gemma, I want to thank you very much indeed for your time just now. And
thank
I look
you.
Forward to speaking with you and engaging with you when we know more about when the season gets underway.
Lovely. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.